famous man on the Jews. Seneca BC 4 to AD 5, the customs of this accursed people have grown so strong, that they have spread through every land. Saint Justin 116 AD, the Jews were behind all the persecutions of the Christians. They wandered through the country everywhere hating and undermining the Christian faith. Muhammad 570, it is incomprehensible to me, why one has not long ago expelled these death-breathing beasts. Are these Jews anything else but devourers of men? Martin Luther 1483, how the Jews love the Book of Esther, which is so suitable to their bloodthirsty, revengeful, murderous appetite and hope. The sun has never shone on such a bloodthirsty and vindictive people, who cherish the idea of murdering and strangling the heathen. No other men under the sun are more greedy than they have been, and always will be, as one can see from their cursed usury. They console themselves that when their Messiah comes he will collect all the gold and silver in the world and divide it among them. Clement VIII Pope 1592, all the world suffers from the usury of the Jews, their monopolies and deceit. They have brought many unfortunate peoples into a state of poverty, especially farmers, working class people, and the very poor. Voltaire 1694, the Jews are nothing but an ignorant and barbaric people, which have for a long time combined the most loathsome avarice with the most abominable superstition and inextinguishable hatred of all peoples by whom they are tolerated, and through whom they are enriched. Napoleon, I decided to improve the Jews, but I do not want any more of them in my kingdom. Indeed, I have done all to prove my scorn of the vilest nation in the world. Benjamin Franklin 1789. Statement in the Convention. Concerning Jewish immigration, there is a great danger for the United States of America, this great danger is the Jew. Gentlemen, in every land which the Jews have settled, they have depressed the normal level and lowered the degree of commercial honesty. They have remained apart and unassimilated. They have created a state within a state, and when they are opposed they attempt to strangle the nation financially as in the case of Portugal and Spain. For more than 1700 years, they have lamented their sorrowful fate, namely, that they were driven out of their motherland. But gentlemen, if the civilized world today should give them back Palestine and their property, they would immediately find pressing reasons for not returning there. Why? Because they are vampires. They cannot live among themselves, they must live among Christians and others who do not belong to their race. If they are not excluded from the United States by the Constitution, within less than 100 years, they will stream into this country in such numbers they will rule and destroy us and change our form of government for which we Americans shed our blood and sacrifice life, property and personal freedom. If the Jews are not excluded, within 200 years our children will be working in the fields to feed the Jews while they remain in the counting house gleefully rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews forever, your children's children will curse you in your graves. Their ideas are not those of Americans even when they have lived among us for 10 generations. The leopard cannot change its spots. The Jews are a danger to this land and if they are allowed to enter they will imperil our institutions. They should be excluded by the Constitution.